Where it says the plig the Rav Ketina, and if so, then Rav Chi argues on Rav Ketina. Rav Ketina says it's only a suffix. Rav Chi has no, it's a body tumor. Where it says the Rav Huna, according to what the way Rav Huna answered before, and he says no, it depends where you find the dam. So it could be like pligi, could be then there's no machlekes between Rav Chi and Rav Ketina. It could be then kan menalul lufnim. Like when does Rav Chiya say she's Vadei Tomei? That's if she found the dam on the inner portion of the proizdor, between the low, the dock, and upwards inside the body. Therefore we say that dam Vadei came from the Makor, therefore she's Tomei Vadei. And Kam and Alul Lachutz, according to Rav Huna, he holds if you find the dam in Alul Lachutz, it's Vadei Tor. Therefore that's Pshat, it's a Sophic Tomei. Therefore that's Pshat in Rabbi Ketina, that he says it's only a Sophic Tomei. The question is, Elul Rami Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak read Rabbi Yehuda, the Yama, they both say like this, that min halulu l'chutz, sveik etor, you find that down, halulu l'chutz is sofik tomi, it's Torah Megamri. Min halulu l'fnim, sofik tomi, it's only a sofik tomi, they hold there's no vadi tomi. If so, honey, b'may matukma, where does machlekes Rav Chiya and Rav Ketina? It doesn't come out like Rav Ketina, because he says it's a sofik, it doesn't come out like Rav Chiya, he says it's a vadai. So much like this, he says that it's talking about then, Menalu, you find a dam in the inside. Menalul lufnim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Chiya, it's a Vade, and according to Ketina, it's a Suffolk over there. It's all the Kuru Lema Pligid Rabbi Chiya, then it should come out that they argue in Rabbi Chiya. Because they say when you find a dam, Menalul lufnim, it's only a Suffolk tumor. And here Rabbi Chiya says it's a Vade tumor. So Mursa Lakash, there's no theory I'll tell you. Can Bishanimtsa the Kaka Proizdor, you find on the bottom part of the Proizdor, Kanshanimtsa the Gaga Proizdor, on the top part of the Proizdor. So if on the Kaka, that's normal, then it's a Tomei Vadei. Then when they say it's a Suffolk, that only means on the Gag, on the top part of the Proizdor, that's only a Suffolk, because it doesn't get there on the Gag. So she had to do some type of the movement, therefore it remains only a Suffolk, therefore there's no Stira. Alright, we'll stop here. Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, around the 4 lines down. Amar Rav Yochanan. Yeah. Amar Rav Yochanan. Yochanan says like this, that B'Shloish Shemekoymus in 3 places, Holcho B'Chachom Amarcho HaRoiv. The Chom, even though there's a doubt what happened, they go Bos HaRoiv, and we'll say this is called like a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. It's not like really 1 out of 10 pieces. It's a Svaradik HaRoiv, they go Bos of this Roiv, and therefore the Yosom Kvadei. They make it like it's Vadei Tomei. They make it like it's Vadei, even though we have a doubt out of it. But like Rashi says, Mishin Navdina Bosaruba, they make it like it's Vadei Tomei. So Gemara says, what are these 3 places? Makor, the lock of dam comes out of the womb or not. Shili, if you find the placenta. Or else Chaticha, or a piece comes out of the body of the Isha. We'll soon see. Makor, what's the case of Makor, dam that comes out from the womb? Hodi Amorim. I think we had the sugi before. Rashi says, "B'masnisim shechaskosa lebu elamin amakor." The Mishnah said, "Ashal, if she finds dam inside the proizdor, inside the canal of the vagina, and she's not sure if the dam came from an aliyah from the upper chamber there, or the dam came from the womb, so it's a suffix really where the dam came from." Still, the Mishnah says, "B'cheskosa she's tamei," because most times dam comes from the womb. That's called dam nida. That's for Shchir, the dam should come from the upstairs, from the Aliyah there. So if we go Basaroi, then we say, she's Vadai Tomei. And therefore, she's going to the Beis HaMikdash, now she's Chayav HaKorban. So that's one case. Shilia, where's the case of a placenta, of a Shilia? Titznam, not like this. We'll have a Gemara later, that Shilia Babayis, and Isha had a miscarriage, the placenta came out, and it's in the house. The Locher is Habayis Tomei. We have to act as if there's a mace now in the bias, everything in the house is Tomei. So loisha shuyu vlad, not that the shuyu, the placenta itself, is really have a lach like a vlad, ella, but rather shein shuyu b'lay vlad. There's no shuyu without a vlad, like for sure there was a vlad there. So Rashi says shein shuyu b'lay vlad, and therefore the serpent law is a truma. Alma kivun deroiv shluyos einem b'lay vlad machzina loy b'tumas vadois. We say as if there was vadi of vlad inside this placenta. So therefore it's like a vadi tummy here. So even though we don't see the Vlad, we go bust the roif to make it into a Vadei. We have Shimon, and Shimon says, no, nimok ha-Vlad actually yotza. Shimon holds, no, we have to be afraid, maybe the Vlad, like was nimok, means like disintegrated, dissolved, and became, Rashi says, Venas Adam. Maybe the Vlad, what was inside the Isha, the fetus, became into blood. And therefore, Venisar Badam Haledi got mixed up with the dam she has now, which Bishas Leda, or Bota Brave. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds it's not Tommy. He holds the bias is not Tommy. But the Chomin, though, go bust a rove and say no, that rove problem, when you have a placenta, there is still the Vlad like inside it, and therefore the bias is Tommy. That's also like a Vada. Yeah. Chaticha, where's the case of a Chaticha piece? It's like this, it's not, we learn like this. Also, we'll have a Gemara later, that Hamapeles Yad Chatucha. And when he has the miscarriage, and what comes out, is like a hand that's cut off, yad chatucha, or else regal chatucha, just happens in his carriage, a cut off leg comes out. So locher is imate to may later. We say for sure she's tamay later. Why? And the chiddush is v'yein chesh, we're not afraid. Shema meguf otam bosom. Maybe it came from a guf otam, means maybe the placenta inside doesn't really have a look like a vlad. Otam means it has no tzura, no form to it. Just like a round thing. So that's not called the leida, that's not called the vlad. So we say no, if the yad chatucha regal comes out, it's a chazok like a roi that came from a normal body. And therefore, there's tummy. Rashi says, yad chatucha, mechutechas b'tzurosa b'chituchas boys. If a hand comes out of her with like fingers there, sima tamei leida. We say like shivadi has a leida now. And therefore, v'teshiv choymer. We say for sure she had a leda, and we don't know whether it was a vlad or whether it was a zocher and a keva. So we have to go to chumra both ways. So even though we don't know for sure there was a leda here, like maybe the kid is an otum that there's no tumas leda, we go bust a rave. No, and therefore we say that she's vade tummy. Yeah. So these are the three cases of Yechonin goes Bosa Roiv to make it into a Vaday. So that's the question now, but Sulek, is it no more? Like, is it the only three places? Vika, there are other places also you go Bosa Roiv. First of all, there's the case of the famous case of Tisha Chanuyas. The case we have nine butcher stores, let's say. The tiny learn like this, Tisha Chanuyas, you have nine butcher stores. Kula meichas basa shrut, all of them sell kosher meat. V'yachas meicheres basa nevela. And by one store, he sells basa nevela, he sells meat of a nevela. Basa nevela. V'lo kach meichas, and now, you go into one of these stores and you buy some meat. V'en yedei, you're not sure, amazing, look at which store you went into. Z'lochere sveiko yos, l'mais, any piece of meat you bought, minasofik v'seh tosa. But that's called kavua. Since you went into the store, that's a lock of kavua. It's there. And they would say kol kavua is kamachta machta dummy. But what's going to be of the nimtza though? Let's say you find it though the nimtza. Let's say you found a piece of meat outside. Then holachachra. Then you go bust the roif. Acha roif. So you see here another case. You go bust the roif. So why do you say only these three? There should be more cases. Yeah. So you see here is another case. You go bust the roif. Samara says. Tuma Kamin. Here Rabbi Yochanan is talking about three cases of Hilchos Tuma. Issaloi Kamin. There are plenty of cases, though, but assume that we do go bust the roif. Therefore, he doesn't want to say it. For the Gemara Aiv, Uika is another case of Tuma also. Teisha Tzvad, let's say you have nine frogs. That even when they're dead, they're tor. The Sheretz Echad is one Sheretz, they're Benayim. Now, Venoga B'yechim, you touch one of these ten. When you do, you're not sure, amazing, not which one you touched. So it's a sophic. So locher is b'shus ha-yochit sveikatom. That's always a locher, b'shus ha-yochit, you say you tomei. B'shus ha-rabim sveikator. That's because you touched him, so it's like kavua. Therefore it remains a sophic. Therefore it's a chilu between b'shus rabim and b'shus ha-yochit. Or v'nim, so let's say though, one of these ten came out someplace else. Or you, like you rushed to the nimtza, you found it on the karka. It's called Pirish. It was separated from there. One of these ten went away in another place, and there a person touched it. They wasn't sure what he touched. So locher is you go bust a rave. So here you see this is the case of tamei, and we therefore we say since nine of them were tzvadeya, so you say what you touched misama was a tzvadeya, and therefore you're not tamei. Smor said, "Echna mitumah di isha karminin." Rabbi Yochanan once teaches three cases of tumah by an isha that there's a chiddush too. We make it like a vaday. I think today's piece said the chiddush, even though there's a little of a roiv, a chazaka against these, but still you go bus a roiv. But the bottom Tay says, "Ach a roiv, hoch ika chazaka kneged a roiv." All these cases. So that's the chiddush of here. Still you go bus a roiv. So Marin says, "Enechnami, he's only talking about three cases by an isha karminin, but tumah v'yam lo karminin." So Marin still know v'ikur. There's another case. Hodiyam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Over Benor, let's say someone, a pregnant lady, was going through the river. Over Benor,